Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Unipetrol second quarter 2018 financial results conference call. I will now hand you over to your host, Ms. Eva Sciarlotta, IR Manager. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon to you all. We would like to present to you the Q2 2018 financial results. If we can go to the first slide of the presentation. Which is slide number five, where we discuss the key highlights of Q2 2018. If we're looking at the external macro environment, the refining model margin, as you can see, declined from 3.8-2.5, which is roughly 34%. The crude oil price has decreased by 48% year-on-year to the level of $74 per barrel. The petrochemical model margin decreased by 22% from $843-$658 per barrel. The volume of processed crude oil is down by 22% year-on-year. The refining utilization rate was at 77% at the quarter two end, which will be discussed later on in more detail. The refining sales volume decreased by 16% year-on-year. As of April 2018, Benzinor's market share increased to 22.2%. EBITDA LIFO is at 2.3 billion Czech crowns. The net debt has increased by 48% from 1.4 at Q2 2017 to 2.2 negative at Q2 2018. Next slide, please. The general macro environment. Looking at Czech GDP growth, which was estimated at a rate of 3% at Q2 2018, it is expected that it will pick up a little bit in the next period. The business and consumer confidence in the Czech economy is steadily increasing. During Q2 2018, Czech crown depreciated against USD to a level of 22.1, and also against euro to 25.8. USD appreciated against euro to the level of 1.2. If we're looking at the diesel and gasoline consumption in the Czech Republic, it has increased by 3% and 1%. Next slide, please. Downstream macro environment. Looking at crude oil prices, which was touched earlier on, has increased by 42% year-on-year from $50-$74 at Q2 2018. The refining oil margin decreased by 34% year-on-year and are at the level of $2.5 per barrel, and Brent fuel differential increased by 42% year-on-year to the level of $2.2 per barrel. The petrochemical model margins likewise decreased by 22% year-on-year and is at a level of €658 per ton. Next slide, please. I would now like to introduce our CFO, Mr. Miroslav Kastelík, who I will be now turning to for the financial results.
Thank you, Eva. Good afternoon. We are at slide 10, where we are presenting the financial results. Starting from the revenue we achieved at the same level as the second quarter 2017, at the level of 31 billion. The lower sales volume, which we noticed in the second quarter this year, was the sales lower sales due to the lower volume was compensated by the higher oil crude prices. Looking at EBITDA in LIFO, it's 4.2 lower year on year, and we generated 2.3 billion. In this number, we include the final settlement of insurance claim for the steam cracker at the level of 1.6 billion. When we go to the accounting EBITDA, the recorded EBITDA in our financial statements, we see that we have, due to the increased oil, crude oil prices, negative effect of LIFO at the level of 1 billion. So EBITDA, we end up at the end of the quarter at the level of almost 3.4 billion. EBIT 2.6. The results from the financial operations 900 million. That's basically due to weakening Czech crown to euro, as well euro to US dollar, and as we were saying many times, we keep our financial reserves mainly in dollars and partially in euros, so we have here the gain on exchange. And when we take a look at the bottom line, the net profit, quite solid number at the level of 2.0 billion, almost 700 million lower compared to the second quarter 2017. Next slide, please. From the operating profitability by segments, the downstream segment generated EBITDA in LIFO at the level of 1.9 billion. In retail, we achieved the positive contribution in our overall results at the level of 400 million. Looking at how it change year on year, we see that the total variance is 4.2 billion, and actually almost the entire variance is coming from the downstream segment. That's basically results of the worsened refining and petrochemical margins, as it was set lower sales volume due to the plant turnaround in Kralupy and maintenance shutdown of our POX unit in Litvinov, as well as the difference between the insurance compensation, which we recognize in the second quarter prior year versus this quarter, which was on the level that the variance was 1.5 billion. Retail segment almost at the same level like last year. Next slide, please. Now, looking at the variance analysis, how the downstream EBITDA LIFO change compared to the prior year second quarter. The biggest change we have in macro, that's basically results of the lower refining and petrochemical margins due to the higher crude oil prices, higher internal usage costs. As you know, part of our the crude which is processed, of course, is utilized for gases and some losses, and also negative development of euro, dollar Czech koruna compared to the second quarter when the Czech koruna was even when the dollar was even weaker than it was it was stronger than compared to the second quarter this year. Also, we have negative impact from volume at the level of 700 billion, and that's, as I mentioned, results of the turnaround in Kralupy and the maintenance shutdown of POX unit in Litvinov, and the rest, 700 million is coming from 1.5 is coming from the different amount which we recognize prior year in the second quarter versus this year at the level of 1.5, and it was partially offset by the positive business performance and overall inventory impact. Then, next slide, please. When we take a look on the operational performance, starting from refining subsegment, the refining sales volume decreased by 16% due to these two facts, I mean turnaround and maintenance shutdown, as well as the utilization of refinery assets was only at the level of 77% as a consequence of the turnaround and the POX maintenance shutdown. The process cruise was also on a quite low level, 1.6 million ton. Looking at the yields, also the light yields much lower compared to the previous quarters, and of course that's the results of the turnaround in Kralupy where we mainly produce gasoline. Next slide, please. From the Petchem side, that was quite a good quarter looking at the volume and production performance. So the volume was 2% higher than in the second quarter 2017, mainly in polyolefins. Polyethylene was up by 9% year-on-year, polypropylene 8%, and Spolana also had higher volume by 8% year-on-year. Looking at production, the steam cracker utilization ratio was on a quite solid level, 89%. Now, next slide, please. Retail segment. Results almost at the same level year-on-year, 400 million when we take a look on the changes between this comparative quarters. We see that we have negative fuel margins at the level of 82 million. That's basically the time issue once the crude is going up and also dollar is strengthening against Czech koruna. There is always a time difference when we can pass this to the final retail prices. But this negative variance was offset by positive higher sales volume, where we gain 78 million year-on-year due to the network expansion and increased throughput per station, and also the impact of 56 million year-on-year driven by the non-fuel sales, basically as a result of development of the Stop Cafe concept and ongoing offer improvement. So the volume, of course, higher help us to continue increase the market share on the Czech market, and the latest available official statistical information from April says that our market share is 22.2%. So next slide, please. Cash flow and financial position, starting from cash flow. We generated from the operation 3.2 billion. As you can see, insurance compensation, the final settlement, which we recognize in the second quarter, is still not converting cash. We are expecting that the cash for this final settlement we will get in third quarter. Taking a look on our CapEx spendings, 2.3 billion, and major investment were in the Kralupy refinery turnaround, continuing construction of new PE3 unit, modernization of benzina network, and the extension of Benzina Stop Cafe concept. So when we take into account this CapEx spendings, the free cash flow during the quarter, we generated 726 million. Net working capital, pretty much stable at the level of slightly above 12 billion Czech crowns. Now, moving to the financial position. Next slide, please. So net cash position increased to 2.2. Of course, that includes movements between bank accounts and the cash pool. Net debt over EBITDA in LIFO negative, as we have cash, net cash plus. And also we have negative financial gearing at the level of minus 4.3 with the same reason as it was mentioned. So next slide, please. So at the end, from the operational update and outlook for the next quarter, starting from the insurance claim process, on a steam cracker unit, so as we informed, Unipetrol reached the final insurance compensation settlement at the level of 1.6 billion with the reinsurers, and we recognize this in the in this quarter. The total claim value, which we finally settled, was at the level of 12.2 billion Czech crowns, and that's concluding our claim. The thing that, from the perspective where we are, is a very good achievement. All in all, it was a very long process, first of all, for the reinstatement of the steam cracker, and then, you know, to find the coverage from the insurance. From the PE3 update, our major investment project, so project is progress approaching 88% completion. We are still forecasting that the completion is expected in December 2018, and from the OSBL and logistic part, the mechanical project, the mechanical completion was achieved. Short update from the Benzina station. In June, Unipetrol signed an agreement of launching the charger stands throughout the Czech Republic with CES Group, so we think this is the next step for improving and extending different kind of services on our Benzina network stations. And we are continuing the Stop Cafe concept. Additional further 19 petrol station was equipped with this concept, and at the end of the quarter, out of 405 petrol station, 229 has this Stop Cafe corner concept. From the production update, so we completed the turnaround in Kralupy. It was very, from the technical point of view, very complex turnaround. It was many equipment was replaced, disassembled again. So we finally restored the operation successfully, and the total cost of this turnaround was at the level of 1 billion. Also, during the period, we launched the production of aviation fuel in Litvinov refinery, and just increasing our production capacity in this segment of fuel sales. Looking at the plant maintenance in the third quarter, we are planning to have maintenance turnaround of steam cracker unit in September. We are scheduling this for a month. It's related to some cleaning as well as some connection tie-ins for the boiler room where this project new boiler room which is needed to be in the operation due to the environmental regulations. So this will take some months, as I said. And we also planned the maintenance shutdown, the regular maintenance yearly shutdown in Spolana, which will take place between August and September. It will take like 4 weeks for each business line, PVC and copper. So that pretty much everything from my side. So I think that we are ready right now for the for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will start our question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have the first question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will start our question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Our first question from Jan Hanzo, Better Advisor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Jan Hanzo from Petrus Advisors. I have basically three questions. First of them is on the request of a squeeze out coming from the main shareholder PKN Orlen. I was just wondering whether you already have a exact date in mind for the general meeting, or whether this is still something that we need to wait for. That would be my first question. My second question, refining margins. I see that basically refining margins stay pretty much flat on a quarterly basis. I was wondering if there were no maintenance and turnaround shutdowns, would the margins still be the same, or would there be higher? That's my second question. And insurance payments, that's my third question. I was just wondering, previously you indicated even higher payments. I was just wondering, can you probably give us more light on the negotiation process and what were the final determinants that that basically were behind this 1.6 final payment? Thank you.
Okay, so starting from the first question, the squeeze out process, as we announced, we received yesterday information from PKN requesting board of directors to convene the extraordinary meeting related to squeeze out. So there is no exact date known yet. I think that it will be somewhere around I think last week of August. That's what we are discussing, that maybe it will be feasible. So that's basically, we will inform most probably, I don't know, during this or next week, what would be the exact date. Of course, I need to check all the dates. We will fulfill all the formal requirements to announce this in a proper way. I understand that there is some period of time needed before we announce, and then what is the date, so to inform everyone, every shareholder, and every shareholder will have a time to have a possibility to participate in the meeting. Refining margins are flat. That's basically, if I'm not mistaken, of course, any turnarounds which we have influence on our profitability, it doesn't have influence on margins. When we were comparing second quarter 2017 to the second quarter 2018, the margins were lower, but partially was offset by favorable difference Ural brand. However, the overall model refinery margins was lower. And of course, on the profitability, any of the maintenance have an influence. The margins were, of course, still positive, but not having this volume, simply we recorded lower results. I don't know whether it addressed to this answer to your question. If not, maybe we can continue it later. From the insurance payment, we finally agreed for the final compensation at the level of $71 million. So all in all, for the steam cracker incident, which occurred in August 2015, total compensation which we received so far and we will get with the $71 million was on the level of will be on the level of $515 million. We of course had a slightly higher expectation. We were informing that our expectation in our contingent asset was higher. The estimations and the specialist which reinsurers hired to evaluate what were the total losses from the property damage side and from the business interruption side was different. So we have quite significant gap between our expectation and our estimations versus this what reinsurers presented to us. So simply we had some of the different opinion, and always the biggest part was regarding business interruptions. There are so many variables, and of course time of the repair is also important, and after, you know, analyzing all this what was presented to us from their report and analyzing where we think we should be, also having some experts on our side, we negotiated the best possible agreement for us, and we end up with this final settlement at the level of, as I said, $515 million. Of course, I wouldn't like to tell more about the negotiation. It was a very long process. You know, it took us almost 1 year from where we were from the last insurance payment compared to what we finally agreed. And believe me, was very tough. So we have to, of course, keep the relation with the market. We are reinsured on the London market. It's not that the companies will stop cooperate. So that's basically what we analyze, and we think that was the best what we could achieve to the alternative, and the alternative would be very long litigation court case.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Maybe just a follow-up question on point number two. Basically, the question was that earlier in the morning I saw in the PKN Orlen's report that the refining margin went up by $1.2. So I was just wondering where's the difference between the stability at your side and basically the increase on PKN Orlen's group coming from?
Yeah, of course, PKN has different setup of refinery than our. PKN is calculating combined refinery margin, so not only for PKN, but for all the sites. We see that the refinery margin was slightly lower compared to the first quarter. If you refer to the, because they just compare this quarter on quarter, but these two numbers are not comparable. Yeah, I would say they are always showing this $12 per barrel. We are showing a different number. So different setup is not comparable. Of course, the product mix and plays some certain role in this. Yeah, but of course we are talking about model margin, so we are not talking about any turnarounds. It's just, you know, model margin based on the quotations and refinery setup.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Our next question is from Thomas Stepin. Argus, please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Thomas Stepin from Argus. Could you comment a bit on expected refinery and steam cracker utilization in the third quarter, having in mind this shutdown of steam cracker in Litvinov in September? Thank you.
Yeah, we do not plan any shutdowns in refineries, so I think that if everything will go well, then we should have quite good utilization of the refining assets with quite high process of crude. We have this steam cracker maintenance shutdown for 1 month. Potentially, it will have some influence on our refinery in Litvinov. We are doing everything was possible to get rid of feedstock for steam cracker because that's basically our limitation. From the petrochemical side, of course, 1 month out of the operation, I'm expecting that it will be slightly above maybe 60% the utilization of steam cracker during the quarter, with some influence also on polyolefins. Some of them will continue, like both polyethylene and polypropylene from the feedstock, but some partial shutdown is also expected on polyolefins unit.
Okay, thank you very much.
Welcome.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, as a final reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. As we have no other question at this moment, dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
Thank you. I would like to thank Mr. Kastelic for our presentation of the financials for Q2 18. And also, I'd like to thank you for your participation. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participating, and you may now disconnect.